The time is 7:03. You are listening to KBOO Portland.
In places like Sri Lanka, where some elephants are free to roam around the edge of the ocean, that just for the pure joy of it, they jump into the sea and they use their trunks as a snorkel. And they can go 20 to 30 miles just for the pleasure of it all.
You were just listening to Ingrid Newkirk, founder and president of People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or as most of us know it, PETA. You can hear the rest of her interview with me on Voices for the Animals on Friday, February 28th, 10 a.m. right here on KBOO. Or go to kboo.fm/voicesfortheanimals to listen online.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Portland Women's March, Sunday, March 1st, from noon to 3 p.m. at Portland State University South Park Blocks in Portland. Portland Women's March is a rally committed to advancing political and social change to create an inclusive, safe space for women and their allies. Again, that's Portland Women's March, Sunday, March 1st, from noon to 3 p.m. at Portland State University South Park Blocks, 1436 Southwest Park Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
This is From the Vault, the Pacifica Radio Archive's weekly series, where we get to profile some of the amazing recordings in our 55,000 program collection going back to 1949. I'm your host, Mark Torres. On this week's From the Vault, we present Fidel Castro's 1995 address to the capacity 1,300 people in attendance at the Abyssinian Church in Harlem. He was in New York to address the United Nations 50th Anniversary General Assembly. But before we play this speech, we would like to share a short excerpt from Fidel Castro's first address to the United Nations from 1960. Here, Castro outlines the living conditions for most Cubans under the previous Batista dictatorship in Cuba.
Almost everyone could agree with Prime Minister Fidel Castro as he spoke before the United Nations last winter, discussing conditions in Cuba before the first measures of the revolutionary government went into effect.
And when the revolution was successful in Cuba, what did it uncover? What did it find? First of all, the revolution found that 600,000 Cubans, able and ready to work, were unemployed. An equal number, proportionately, to the number of unemployed in the United States at the time of the Great Depression that shook this country. And which almost produced a catastrophe in the United States. This was what we met with. Permanent unemployment in my country. 3.5 million out of a total population of more than 6 million lived in huts, slums, without the slightest sanitary conditions or facilities. 37.5% of our population was illiterate.
No sabía leer ni escribir.
70% of our population, of our young rural population, lacked teachers.
El 2% de nuestra población estaba padeciendo
2% of our population was suffering from tuberculosis. 100,000 persons out of a total population of a little over 6 million were suffering from the ravages of tuberculosis. 95% of our infantile rural population was suffering from parasites. Infant mortality was astronomical, and the standard of living was the opposite.
Los servicios públicos, compañías,
public services,
eléctricas,
electric,
compañías
telefónicas, electricity rather,
eran
telephone,
propiedades de monopolios,
all these belonged to American monopolies.
Una gran parte de la banca,
a major portion of the banking business, of imports, the oil refineries, the greater part of the sugar production, the lion's share of the arable land of Cuba, and the most important industries in all fields of Cuba belonged to North American companies.
That was Fidel Castro addressing the United Nations General Assembly in 1960. Fidel Castro would address the United Nations General Assembly for 6 minutes in 1995 on the occasion of its 50th anniversary. But later that evening, on Sunday, October 22, 1995, he spoke to a packed audience in Harlem at the Abyssinian Church. Here's an excerpt from that address.
Queridos, queridos, o mejor dicho, queridísimos,
dear, or rather, very dear friends.
Algunos de los que me precedieron,
some of the speakers who preceded me,
decía que algunos se preguntaban,
I said that some of them were wondering,
¿por qué me recibían en esta
why was
iglesia?
It that I was being welcome in this church?
Pero es que no solo algunos de ustedes,
but it happens that not only some of you,
but me recibían a mí.
I was also wondering why I was being welcomed like this.
Yo mismo,
it is that I myself,
cuando me estaba vistiendo,
while I was getting dressed
para venir acá,
to come here tonight,
me quité de todos los trajes,
I got rid of the business suit
y me puse esta ropa que es la que había usado.
I got rid of my business suit and then I went into this fatigues which I have been wearing for so many years. I have been wearing this till international diplomacy has forced me.
No hace mucho.
Not very long ago. Once in a while there are summit conferences and I have to dress up like an honorable gentleman in a business suit.
La reunión sobre desarrollo social.
There was another summit on social development.
Que si París,
and in Paris, I had to pay a visit to that country, to
claro,
France.
En todos los lugares me bajo con este.
In every place, you know, I leave the
y
plane wearing
cambio.
My fatigues.
Las visitas,
and then I change for
museos,
those protocol visits,
todo.
I wear my business suits.
Y entonces, bien. No sé si me he ido civilizando.
I don't know if it is because I'm becoming more civilized.
Tampoco quería dar la impresión de ayudar que yo fuera a aparecer como un señor militar allí o algo de eso. Que yo no estudié esa carrera.
You know, I did not study the career of looking like a gentleman in a business suit.
A mí no me quedó más remedio que
I only had to do it.
Tener que luchar.
And I did not study to be a politician. I had to
tener que aprender.
I had to learn the trade y, along the way.
Hicimos algunas guerras. Y lo interesante es que la ganamos.
And the interesting thing is that we waged a battle and we won.
La nuestra. Era muy difícil, pero no le voy a hacer esa historia.
It is very difficult, but I'm not going to tell you that old story.
Pero llegamos a ser muy poquito.
But there was a time in which we were only a few.
A veces menos de 10.
Sometimes there was a time in which we were less than
10. 12.
Sometimes we were 12.
Pero nuestros adversarios eran como
but our adversaries.
Y al final, en 25
though there were many, in 25 months,
nuestra revolución venció
our revolution was victorious.
Lo venció de manera total. En combate abierto.
We won in the open battles.
Estamos haciendo guerrillas y después.
We were in the guerrilla forces.
Una combinación
and then
de
with a combination
irregular.
Of irregular war.
Habíamos aprendido el oficio.
We learned the trade of guerrilla warfare.
Pero nos gustó a aquella ropa y nos quedamos con
but
ella,
we liked
¿no?
those fatigues that we wore at that time.
Me sentía muy cómodo,
and as
no
I felt so comfortable in those fatigues, I kept wearing them all
bueno,
these years.
Les contaba que fui al hotel.
Anyway, I was telling
no,
you the story.
No, estoy en hotel. No,
I
no.
went to the hotel, not to the hotel, excuse
no, en
me.
La misión de la embajada.
I went to the Cuban mission.
A ponerme esta ropa.
To wear this fatigue, to go back into my fatigues because I had been wearing the business suit before.
Porque yo decía,
because I said to myself,
si la otra vez fui con esta ropa,
if the last time I went to Harlem I was wearing my fatigues,
¿cómo me voy a aparecer en Harlem?
How come I'm going to go to Harlem
vestido
dressed
de caballero?
In a business suit?
Pensaba en estas cosas, pero de repente se me ocurrió pensar lo mismo que
contaba. I was thinking about this, but after that I started thinking what I said before.
¿Qué hago yo en Harlem?
What am I going to do in Harlem?
Esta noche.
What am I going to do there tonight?
¿Qué hago?
What shall I do?
¿Qué digo?
What shall I say?
Porque yo, bueno, en las Naciones Unidas puedo decir algunas cosas.
I can say a few things at the United Nations.
Pero aquí no tenemos inmunidad parlamentaria.
But here we don't
nosotros.
Have immunity to go into certain subjects.
Tengo además, si allí soy cuidadoso.
There I have to be careful.
Aquí también lo tengo que ser.
But here I have to be cautious too.
Nadie vaya a pensar.
Nobody should believe
que yo me mezclo en los asuntos
that I'm interfering in internal affairs of this country.
Yo les juro que no me voy a mezclar en nada que no sea justo.
I swear that I'm not going to get mixed up in anything that is not public.
Pero algunas cosas abstractas, genéricas,
only some
medio
abstract,
filosóficas,
some generic things, some philosophy.
Pero ¿qué digo?
I said, what shall I say to them?
¿De qué hablo?
What shall I speak about?
Yo se me recordé que sí, que
then I remembered
yo tenía cosas que decir.
That yes, I had things to tell you.
Tenía cosas de qué hablar.
I had things to talk to you about.
Sin violar ninguna ley.
Without breaking any law.
Sin caer en una corte jurisdiccional.
Without having to be taken to a court.
Aunque espero que en ese caso ustedes me vayan a visitar.
So I hope that in that case you will go to visit me.
Pero es que recortaba tanto aquellos días.
I was really recalling tanto, those days.
Y con tanta
you know,
gratitud.
Those days were coming back to my memory.
Y yo decía, tengo que venir.
I remember with such appreciation those days in which I was here in this neighborhood.
Tengo que venir a saludar.
I said
a
to myself,
hermanos.
I have to go there and say hello to those
de
people.
Harlem.
Because it was in Harlem.
Y junto con ellos a los hermanos.
Where I have to go and visit there. And together with them, the Latin American,
Puerto Rico,
the Puerto Rican brothers and sisters.
Hermanos. Y algunos hablaron.
And some have been spoken here.
Había evento, había cosas. Ayer creo que había una
I think
comida.
That yesterday there was a dinner.
Yo creo que el alcalde dijo que yo
yes,
era un demonio.
Yes, but I think the mayor said that I was a demon.
Demonio no se le podía invitar a una comida.
And that a demon could not be invited to dinner.
Caramba, voy a pasar hambre el primer día.
I said I'll go hungry the first day in New York.
Después me dijeron que había un concierto.
After that, I was told that there would be a concert.
Pero que invitaban las Naciones Unidas.
That the United Nations was extending the invitations.
Pero la orquesta era de la alcaldía.
But the orchestra was under the mayor.
La alcaldía dijo, o el alcalde.
And the mayor seemed to have said,
de ninguna manera
no way.
La orquesta podía tocar una
the orchestra
el
cannot play if the demon is in the hall.
Sí. Lo insólito.
It's really incredible.
Una familia amistosa.
It's outrageous because here there is a friendly family.
Rica. Empresaria.
A wealthy family.
Un grupo de empresarios.
And a group of businessmen.
Me invitaron.
Invited me last night for dinner.
Invitaron al demonio.
They invited the demon.
Paradojas.
It's a paradoxical.
Y debemos alegrarnos.
And we should be happy.
Porque son muchos más.
Because there are many more.
Los que comprenden.
The people who understand
todas esas cosas del bloqueo son
that
cosas
the blockade
puras.
And all those things are obsolete.
Y son cosas locas.
That those are crazy things.
Y muchos hombres de empresa
and many businessmen
se oponen hoy al
are today opposed to the blockade
y luchan contra el
and they are striving against the blockade in their own way.
Ahora bien, yo no estoy aquí
now I am not here
porque no me hayan invitado a una comida.
Because they did not invite me to dinner tonight
ayer.
Or yesterday
ni estoy aquí.
Nor am I here
porque no me hubieran
because
invitado
I had not
una
been invited
hoy.
To dinner tonight.
No, hoy hay comida también.
Today there is a dinner.
Y yo estoy excluido.
I have been excluded.
No por ser demonio.
Not
ya
because
no
I am a demon.
Tan mal como
I have not been
demonio.
So ill-treated tonight.
Pero bueno, no sé.
I don't know.
Si perjudico.
If it is because
cualquier actividad política.
I hurt a political activity por if I am esto. Present, I don't know.
Pero si me hubieran invitado,
but if I had been invited
a la alcaldía,
to the mayorship,
tenía que ir por elemental,
I would have had to attend out of mere courtesy.
Si me hubieran invitado,
if I had been invited
a la filarmónica,
to the Philharmonic Orchestra,
hubiera tenido que ir
to the concert, I would have had to attend
cortesía,
for reasons of elementary courtesy.
De elemental paciencia.
And even out of patience.
No porque me fuera a aburrir.
Not because it was
concierto.
Going to be boring for me, that concert.
Pero óigame, eso de estar rodeado
but
de jefes de Estado todo
being
el
surrounded
tiempo,
of heads of state all the time is sometimes unbearable.
Pero sí les puedo asegurar
I can assure
cosa,
you though
que yo habría asistido a
that I would have attended
a la que me habían invitado
that dinner
amablemente
to which
los empresarios,
I was invited by the businessmen
y no habría faltado jamás al encuentro con ustedes.
But I would have never failed to come to this meeting with you.
Porque lo primero que hice
because the first thing I did
cuando se habló del programa,
when the program was brought up with me was to say that I wanted to visit the Teresa Hotel and that I wanted to have an encounter with you here in Harlem.
Pero nadie podrá decir que yo inventé una reunión.
But nobody will be able to say that I invented a meeting tonight just not to attend.
Pero otros lo inventaron comida.
Others have invented dinners and things.
Y me excluyeron.
And they have left me out.
Entonces yo tuve más tiempo.
I had more time then.
Tuve más tiempo, pude cumplir más.
So I had more time free to be able to come and discharge my duty and my decision to come and see you tonight.
Pero aquella vez.
But that day,
aquella vez fueron días realmente para mí inolvidables.
I mean, those were unforgettable days for me, the days when I came to the Teresa Hotel many years ago.
Era tal la hostilidad.
There was such hostility.
Había tanta campaña.
There was such a campaign
que yo pasaba por una zona
against our country
y me hacían así.
That I passed by one area and they did like this.
Yo no sabía qué quería decir aquello,
I did not know what they meant by that, but I could imagine that it was something was wrong.
Pero todo cambiaba cuando llegaba a Harlem.
But everything changed when I came to Harlem.
Todo el mundo.
In Harlem he did this.
Hoy hay algunos cambios, excepto algunos compatriotas nuestros que
today
todavía no se han acabado de convertir a la causa
some, fellow citizens of
de la
ours
soberanía
who
nacional.
Have not yet become
algunos,
followers of the cause of sovereignty and independence. Only a few.
Van siendo menos.
Actually, they are less and less.
Gastaron dinero, gastaron de todo.
They spent money.
Y buscaron no sé cuántos recursos.
And they found resources.
Me decía una periodista, ¿sabes qué?
A journalist was telling me this evening.
Hay 58 protestas.
Do you know that there have been 57 protests against you?
Qué suerte I tengo yo que no he visto ninguno.
I'm a lucky man. I have not seen any.
¿Dónde sacó el dato?
I don't know where she get the data.
De gente saludando.
But I said I have seen thousands of people saying hello.
Ahora hay gente que me saluda. En muchos lugares.
I have seen many people waving hands at me.
Sí, realmente cambio.
I've seen changes in the way people look at us.
Vivía la Guerra Fría.
Remember that in those days when I came here first, those were the days of the Cold War.
Con la revolución recién nacida.
The revolution was practically a newborn.
Eso fue en el año 60.
That was in the year 1960.
Y entonces me hicieron la vida imposible.
And then they made life very difficult for me in that hotel where I was staying.
Yo tenía todavía un poco de mentalidad guerrillera.
I still had somewhat the mentality of guerrilla.
Me voy para el patio
so
de
said,
las Naciones Unidas.
I'm going
Unidas.
To set up a tent in the patio of the UN.
En una casa de campaña. Allí.
I'm going to set up my tent there.
Y pensando si hubiera un contacto aquí con el Hotel Teresa.
And then it was said that we had the contact with the Teresa Hotel.
Hay una cosa mucho más estratégica.
I said there is something more strategic than that.
Irme a parar allí en el Hotel Teresa.
I'm going to stay at Teresa Hotel.
Yo sabía que iba a contar con el
I knew that here I would have the heart of the neighbors of Harlem.
Evidente. Era evidente la injusticia, era evidente la discriminación.
Injustice was obvious, discrimination was obvious to me.
Y como revolucionario,
and as a revolutionary,
sabía la recepción que tendría.
I knew that I would be welcome in this neighborhood.
Por eso es lo que dijo Lincoln, se puede engañar.
I remember what Lincoln said.
A la gente,
you can deceive
a toda la gente una parte del tiempo.
All the people, part of the time.
A una parte.
Part of the people, part of the time.
Pero no se puede engañar a todo el mundo,
but not all the people, all the time.
Pero ustedes fueron la parte de la gente.
But you were the part of the people.
A quienes nunca pudieron engañar.
Who were never deceived.
Aquí contó Rosemary las personalidades que vinieron.
Rosemary here said all the personalities that came to visit me at Teresa Hotel. international leaders who in solidarity with me, even Khrushchev came. Yes, Khrushchev was one of the first leaders who came to visit me, and he was the leader of a superpower. I appreciated that gesture that he had. Khrushchev was a peasant. He was a very shrewd peasant.
Simpático.
Very funny guy.
Y subió las escaleras, y no desbarató aquella
cosa. And he did not dismantle his country, by the way. He became a leader, but after that, many of the leaders came to visit Nehru, one of the great leaders, historical leaders, one of the great politicians, and Nasser, and Nkrumah,
one of the most prestigious.
Many great leaders came to visit me at the Teresa Hotel. They rejected that gross maneuver of hostility against our country. It did not pay off for anyone. Actually, it offered me an unforgettable memory and a reason for feeling eternal gratitude
hacia el pueblo norteamericano,
for the American people,
porque veía en usted,
because I could see in you the best representative of the virtues of the American people.
Se creó una historia. ¿Y saben cuánto tiempo hace de eso?
And you know how long ago that was?
35 años.
35 years ago.
Así que se cumple el 35
aniversario. So this is the 35th anniversary
de mi visita.
Of my visit, my first visit.
Lo increíble.
To this neighborhood. Now the incredible thing is
que todavía me expulsen.
That I'm still expelled. I'm still being left out of the dinners and the receptions and the banquets.
Como si no hubiera cambiado nada.
As if nothing had changed all these years.
Como si todavía estuviéramos en la Guerra Fría.
As if we were still in the days of the Cold War.
Frío hacia acá adentro.
It's cold inside. But it's not a Cold War.
No, calor humano.
There is human warmth.
Fría. Parece que la iglesia no tiene mucho.
But the weather is somewhat cold. It seems to be that the church does not have funds for the heat.
Bueno, es increíble que se repita la historia.
It's really incredible that history is repeating itself that way.
De esa forma. Ahora. Yo tendría que hacerme otra pregunta.
Now, I would have to ask myself another question.
¿Por qué reciben ustedes a nuestra
Why
delegación
is it
con tanto respeto, con
that
tanto
you're receiving respeto? Us here with such great respect?
Y eso tiene que tener una respuesta.
And there must be a reason for that.
Tiene que tener una respuesta. Que si otros no han cambiado, nosotros tampoco.
Because if others have not changed in their hostile positions, we have not changed either.
Otros cambiarán.
Others might change.
Porque no tienen la razón.
Because they do not have the reason.
Y nosotros no cambiaremos.
They are not
jamás.
Right, but we will never change.
Porque tenemos
Because
la razón.
We are right.
Y la mejor prueba.
And the best evidence.
La mejor prueba.
The best evidence. Is your presence here
y el calor y el
and the warmth and the love with which you have received me here tonight
en el día de hoy. Y pienso que nuestro pueblo
and I think that our people
ha cumplido sus deberes
has discharged
morales,
its moral duties
ha cumplido con sus
it has discharged its It has observed its ideals, its principles.
Con la solidaridad.
And we have been in solidarity.
La compañera Rosa María hablaba.
Comrade Rosemary here.
Sobre algunos de los esfuerzos.
Spoke about some of the efforts of international solidarity that Cuba has made.
Habló de médicos.
She spoke about our doctors.
Más de 15,000 médicos cubanos.
Over 15,000 Cuban doctors
han prestado servicios
have
internacionalistas
worked
en el tercer mundo.
As internationalist missionaries in other countries.
Millones y decenas de millones de
millions and tens of millions of people have been taken care of by our doctors.
En África,
in Africa mainly.
En América Latina,
in Latin America also. And in other parts of the world.
Cientos de miles de
hundreds of thousands of lives
se han salvado
have been
por
saved
el esfuerzo de sus médicos.
By our doctors' work.
Miles y miles
thousands and thousands
de profesores y maestros
of Cuban teachers and professors
técnicos en
have trained technicians.
En todas las ramas.
Also, our technicians in many fields have gone to other countries
Cuba
to work.
Que se quedó con 3,000 médicos.
Cuba was left with only 3,000 doctors
de los 6,000 que tenía.
Out of the 6,000 it had in 1959.
Y nos llevaron 3,000.
3,000 left.
Mejores salarios, mejores
they were incited by best salaries here in the United States.
Sin embargo, y tenemos
however,
casi 60,
nowadays 000. We have 60,000.
Y si un día los norteamericanos
and if one day the Americans
médicos,
were to need doctors
yo sé que, tienen muchos,
I can tell you that we can give you
muchos, y muy buenos,
we have many
pero si en algún
good
lugar,
doctors
en algún rincón,
we know
en
that you have
barrio,
them but if
no
in any
médico,
neighborhood you don't have a doctor
nuestros médicos
our doctors would come
también,
to work here.
You're listening to Fidel Castro from his 1995 address at the Abyssinian Church in Harlem. To get a copy of this program or the entire speech, go to pacificaradioarchives.org or call us in the archives at 1-800-735-0230.
Para citar otro caso de solidaridad.
Just to mention another case in which solidarity was present.
Los nicaragüenses necesitaron médicos.
The Nicaraguans needed doctors.
Ustedes saben que en aquella época de otras partes no le mandaron médicos.
You know that at that time doctors were not sent from other parts of the world.
Cañones, ametralladoras,
others sent cannons, machine
bombarderos,
guns, bombers,
y municiones de
and ammunitions of all kinds.
Y mientras de otras partes enviaban.
So while others
hombres
were sending
que conducían a la tragedia, a la muerte.
We're sending people to carry tragedy and death. 2,000 Cuban teachers
en su mayoría mujeres,
went there, most of them women.
Se fueron a enseñar a Nicaragua.
They went to Nicaragua to teach
pero no
the Nicaraguans how to read and write.
No a las ciudades,
but they did not go to Managua, not to the capital. They went to the mountains.
A las selvas,
they went to the places where there were no teachers.
A los lugares más apartados,
they went to the most remote places.
Y cuando pedimos voluntarios para
and when we asked for teachers to volunteer in Cuba to go to Nicaragua,
se ofrecieron 30,000.
30,000 volunteered.
30,000. Vea, hermano, vos, qué sentimiento de
look, brother Butts, what a sentiment of solidarity our people has. So that has been growing in our people. And when some counter-revolutionaries, some gangs in Nicaragua, some contras killed some Cuban teachers,
se ofrecieron
100,000 Cuban teachers volunteered to take their places.
Esos fueron los valores morales que se fueron creando.
Those have been the moral values that we have been creating with the changes in our country.
Y voy a citar otro ejemplo.
And I'm going to mention another example.
Cuando hubo un gran terremoto,
when there was a big earthquake in Peru,
que mató 100,000
which killed 100,000 people, which killed 70,000 people,
pedimos donaciones de sangre.
We asked for blood donations from our people.
Y en 10 días,
and in 10 days,
se ofrecieron y se don, se hicieron.
We received from our people
100,000 donaciones.
100,000 blood donations to give them to Peru.
Cuando hubo un terremoto en Armenia,
when there was an earthquake in Armenia,
se ofrecieron y se hicieron 50,000 donaciones.
50,000 blood donations were given by
cuando
our people for them.
Irán,
when there was an earthquake in Iran and thousands of people died, we also collected thousands of donations.
Algún ciclón,
and wherever there has been a tragedy, a hurricane, an earthquake,
técnicos,
our technicians,
médicos,
our doctors, our people have made their contribution to help,
independientemente de ideologías,
regardless of ideologies,
independientemente de que tuvieran o
regardless
no,
of whether those countries had diplomatic
país.
Relations with us or not.
En esa conciencia de que se puede. Ese es el país bloqueado.
That is the country which is under a blockade.
Ese es el país al que se acusa
that
de
is the country that has been accused
humanos.
Of violations of human rights.
El país que ha elevado el promedio de vida
the country that has raised
perspectiva de vida casi 76
life expectancy años. To almost 76.
Y que al reducir la mortalidad infantil
and that has reduced infant mortality rate
de 60 por cada mil
from 60 per 1,000 live birth
a menos de
10 less than 10
ha salvado la vida. Ha salvado la vida cientos de
and in doing so it has saved the lives of hundreds of thousands of children
de niños. ¿Y a cuántas personas les ha prolongado la vida?
And how many people are living a longer
dolor.
Life how much pain has been relieved.
¿Cuánto dolor, físico,
how much physical pain has been relieved.
El mismo modo que eliminó en los
the same way
analfabetismo.
Illiteracy was eradicated in the first years of the revolution.
Y que tiene hoy el más alto
and
per
today
capita.
We have the highest per capita.
El más alto per capita.
The highest number of teachers and professors per capita, and that among all the countries
igual
of the world.
El más alto per capita de médicos.
The same way we have the igual highest percentage of doctors per capita,
per capita
in the world.
Es el país acusado.
That is the country which is being accused of violating human rights.
Una línea invariable.
A country that has pursued a steady line
y total
of absolute
la integridad
and total respect for the physical integrity of its citizens.
Y el mejor testimonio fueron los 3,000 prisioneros
and the best evidence were the 3,000 prisoners we got in the Bay of Pigs.
No hay uno solo.
Not only one of them.
Haya dicho que fue allí asesinado.
Can say that he was ill-treated. Not one of them was killed.
Al calor de los
not combates. One of them was murdered even after they when they were captured after battle.
O a que alguien se le haya tocado un pelo.
Not one of them was hurt.
Volvieron como héroes.
They came back as heroes.
Y algunos incluso cambiaron.
And some even changed after that.
Pero nadie pudo decir que
but no one could ever say
that
they were hit by
ese
one of our soldiers.
Honor,
that is our
gloria.
Honor. That is our glory.
Historia,
that is
no
our history. No matter the slander, that is the truth.
Thank you. He hablado que hemos donado nuestra sangre.
I have said that we have given our blood donations
para salvar vidas.
To save lives in other countries.
De médicos, de maestros.
We have talked about teachers, about
Pero
doctors.
Hemos hecho algo más que
but we have done something more than that.
Hemos derramado la sangre
we have shed our blood.
Patriota.
We have shed our blood
para luchar contra
to
el
fight
colonialismo,
against colonialism
para defender la independencia
and to defend independence.
Cubanos
over 2,000 Cubans
sacrificaron su vida en el cumplimiento de
shed their blood and gave their lives in these internationalist missions fighting colonialism and for the independence of the countries of Africa. But if there is something that makes us proud
y nos da la conciencia de que hemos cumplido
and makes us feel that we have discharged our duty to humanity,
fueron los 15 años que luchamos
that is the 15 years
contra
that we fought against South Africa,
racismo,
against apartheid.
For
15 years we were there fighting apartheid,
hasta el final.
Fighting racism till the very end.
¿Qué hacían con nosotros? Nos decían que nos bloqueaban.
What were they doing with us? They said that we had to be imposed a blockade.
Porque estábamos cumpliendo esa misión de ayuda allí.
And they were doing that, they said, because we were giving assistance to that country.
Luchando contra los
because we were fighting the South African racist.
Pero esa es una historia muy interesante.
But that is a very interesting story, you know.
El cual un día deberá, deberá
something that will one day
escribir.
Have to be written.
Uno de los más horribles
one of the most
sistema de discriminación
awful systems of discrimination
and
racism was the one that existed there
en aquel país.
In that country, in South Africa.
Decenas de años después del
tens
fin
of
del fascismo,
years after the end of fascism and Nazism.
Sin embargo,
that situation existed there.
Hoy no se habla mucho.
However, not much is talked today about that, you know.
Nosotros conocemos bien la historia.
We know that history very well. We know it very well.
A Sudáfrica no la bloqueaba.
South Africa was not blockaded.
No le impedían comprar alimentos y
South
medicina.
Africa was not prevented from purchasing food and medicines.
Y al país que luchaba heroicamente
and the country that was heroically fighting against the racist
no le vendían una medicina,
was not sold one medicine,
una aspirina,
one aspirin,
un citostat,
one citostat for a cancer patient. That was the punishment.
Hoy todo el mundo es feliz.
Today everybody's happy
porque se acabó el apartheid.
Because the apartheid is finished.
Hoy todo el mundo es feliz.
Today everybody's happy.
Porque se produce la independencia de Namibia.
Because the independence of Namibia was attained.
Y dura fue la lucha.
But there was a tough struggle.
De namibiano,
by Namibians, Angolans, and Cubans. They had to fight very hard.
Idea. Para que usted tenga una idea, nuestras tropas,
for you to have an idea,
estaban cerca de la frontera.
Our troops
de
were close to the South African border.
Un país poderoso,
a powerful riquísimo. Country, a very wealthy country, South Africa.
Y nosotros a más de 10,000 kilómetros.
And
de
we were
distancia.
Over 10,000 kilometers away. I mean, Cuba.
Aquella lucha.
We were still keeping up that fight 10,000 kilometers away from our territory.
Claro, aquello no era fácil.
Of course,
la
that was not an easy task.
Cada vez que los angolanos iniciaban alguna
every
ofensiva,
time the Angolans started an offensive,
intervenían los surafricanos.
The South Africans came over and fought them back.
Los soviéticos,
and we said to the Soviets,
que asesoraban allí en el
who were the advisors to the Angolan headquarters,
que esas ofensivas no
that those offensives
hacer.
Were wrong. They
si
couldn't
no
do that.
Prohibía
if
a los
they were not able to prevent the South Africans from attacking them, it was useless to conduct
no
those offensives.
Manera. Eso no se entendía.
But they did not pay attention. They did not understand that. Till there was a moment when a very serious crisis was created. A moment when the war was practically lost.
Y nosotros,
and then
cubanos,
we, the Cubans,
tuvimos que resolver el problema.
We had to solve the problem.
Enviamos muchas de nuestras mejores unidades.
We sent many of our best
pilotos,
divisions, pilots. Planes.
Y le decimos, le vamos a prohibir a los surafricanos.
And we said to them, we are going to prevent the South Africans.
Cuando llegó la situación, había
from
una gran
acting.
Crisis.
When we arrived there, there was a great
y
crisis.
Cuando se desarrolla la batalla de Cuito.
It was when the Cuito Guanavale battle took place.
¿Sabe cuántos hombres envió Cuba a Angola en ese momento?
You know how many troops Cuba sent to Angola at that moment?
55,000
troops.
55,000 hombres. Lo cual habría y voluntarios todos.
And all of them on voluntary basis. That's the most important thing of all.
En Cuito Guanavale se estrellaron los racistas.
And in Cuito Guanavale the racists could not win.
La batalla al este.
They wanted to have the battle to the east.
Lugar difícil.
In a difficult place.
Y allí le hicimos la trampa.
But there we lay a trap for them.
La trampa contra la
we lay a trap
estrellaron.
Against which they clashed.
Porque se convirtió en un símbolo.
Because there Cuito Guanavale became a symbol.
Y enviamos las fuerzas necesarias.
We sent the necessary forces.
Para frenar,
to stop the South Africans' advancement
a estrellarse
and to
allí,
force them to defeat.
Movimos 40,000 soldados
while we
cubanos,
moved 40,000 Cuban troops
20,000 soldados angolanos
and 20,000 Angolan troops
hacia el suroeste,
to the southwest
para amenazar,
to threaten them on the other side
al ejército surafricano,
to stop the South African army from trying something different.
Creamos la correlación de fuerza necesaria.
So we were able to create the necessary balance of power,
sencillamente para alcanzar la victoria,
simply to stop them and to attain victory.
La aplicación de la resolución 435,
so
y al final,
implementation of resolution
435,
and at the end,
como
to put an end to apartheid.
A la heroica lucha,
that was our contribution to the heroic struggle of the South African people.
De eso no se habla allí en Naciones Unidas.
You know, at the United Nations, they don't speak about that.
Escuché un gran número de discursos.
We have heard a great number of speeches.
Se hablaba y se aplaudía la independencia.
People spoke about the independence. They applauded the independence of the African countries.
Parecía obra y milagro.
It would seem that that was the work and miracle of the United Nations.
Se hablaba del fin. Se hablaba del fin de la apartheid.
There were talks about the end of apartheid.
Obra y milagro,
like the work and miracle of the United Nations.
De las Naciones Unidas. No se mencionó cubano de los que murieron.
There was no mention about one Cuban of the many Cubans who died there.
El nombre de Cuba.
The name of Cuba was not even mentioned.
Vean cómo a veces.
So look how sometimes.
Se pretende escribir la historia.
People intend to write history, forgetting reality.
Pero ¿qué es lo más extraordinario?
But what is it the most extraordinary about this?
Es que Sudáfrica se había convertido.
It is that South Africa had become
en una potencia nuclear.
A nuclear power by then.
Y nosotros lo sabíamos.
And we knew it.
Incluso la dislocación de nuestras
we
tropas.
Even deployed our forces in such a way
estaba, se realizaba tomando en cuenta que Sudáfrica
that we were taking into account that South Africa
tenía
had
armas nucleares.
Nuclear warheads.
La cuestión era ver si se decidían a lanzarlas o no.
The right of the matter was whether
porque
they would decide to drop it or not. Who were they going to use the weapon against?
Y después, ¿dónde?
Against
dentro
us
de la propia
and where?
Sudáfrica.
Inside South Africa?
No se podía sostener el apartheid.
Apartheid could not
nucleares.
Sustain even if they had the nuclear
pero
weapon.
Por ahí se acaba de publicar un libro
but a book has just been published
donde se habla de que Sudáfrica
where they say that in
ya.
South Africa
decenas
at that time
de
they had tens of nuclear weapons at that time.
Granadas nucleares.
They even had nuclear grenades.
Una respetable fuerza nuclear.
They had a respectable amount of nuclear warheads.
Ya en detalles, en virtud de
it has been described in detail in that book.
Norteamericano y un periodista
in research made by American journalists
sudafricanos
and South African journalists that was the situation at that time. Did anyone protest?
¿Acaso se ignoraba que Sudáfrica tenía armas nucleares?
Was perhaps ignored that South Africa had the nuclear weapons at that time?
¿Pero por qué no se dijo una sola palabra?
Why was it that nobody said a word about that?
Porque no hubo una denuncia.
Why was it that there was not a denunciation about South Africa having a nuclear weapon?
Porque ahí estaban los cubanos.
Why? Because the Cubans were fighting there.
Luchando
the Cubans were the ones fighting the South Africans there.
Y al parecer
the South African racist.
No le importaban.
And apparently some did not care whether the South Africans used the nuclear bombs against the Cuban and Angolan troops there.
Esa es una historia
that
que
is
está
a historical
escribir,
truth. That history is still to be written.
Investigando y profundizando.
More research should be made
porque
about
según
that.
La teoría de estos escritores,
because according to the theory of these journalists and researchers,
fascistas,
fascist groups and racist groups in South Africa
han conservado
have been able to keep some of those weapons that they have, and they have them under their control right now.
Pero así se escribe la historia.
So that is history, you see.
Así se manejan las relaciones
that is the way international relations work.
Determinadas personas, determinados
that is the
países,
way certain people and certain countries look at history.
Pueden fabricar armas nucleares.
Certain allies can manufacture as many nuclear weapons as they want. Nobody
si
cares.
Cualquier otro país,
if any other country,
como fue el caso de Corea,
as it was the case of
bomba,
Korea,
sin que todavía se supiera con qué.
People say that they wanted to manufacture a nuclear bomb. Nobody knows with which resources they were going to do it. Anyway, a great scandal was made.
Pero la Sudáfrica de
but
la
South Africa,
del racismo,
the racist South Africa, the South Africa of apartheid could have as many,
le permitieron alcanzar
as many nuclear weapons
nuclear
as it wanted. It was allowed to have access to the nuclear energy.
De todas las armas que consideró.
It was allowed to have as many nuclear weapons as it wanted.
Por eso, al hablar de la historia
that's
de estos
why
años
when talking about the history of these years of revolution I think that one of the most dangerous and risky pages written by the Cubans was the one written in that struggle against the racism and apartheid in South Africa
y fueron los Namibios,
and the Namibians
fueron los Angolanos,
and the Angolans
y fuera de esos dos países,
fought
solo Cuba.
And outside from those two countries, only Cuba
en el mundo
was involved.
Derramó su sangre
only Cuba shed its generous blood
en esta causa
against apartheid and against racism.
Hay países donde desaparecieron más de 20,000 personas.
There are countries where more than 20,000 people are missing.
Centroamérica,
there is a country
Guatemala,
in Central America, Guatemala,
donde desaparecieron a más de 100,000
where over 100,000 people are missing.
Desde la invasión mercenaria
and that comes from the days of the invasion against
y no quiero mencionar otros muchos países
a democratic government there. And I do not want to mention other countries, but thousands of people have disappeared
ese caso no
in Latin America.
Jamás en Cuba.
That has never happened in Cuba.
Uno de esos países fue bloqueado. Cuba sigue bloqueada.
None of those countries has been blockaded. However, Cuba is still under the blockade.
Esa es la realidad.
And that is the reality.
Histórica. Y nosotros estamos
that is historical reality. And we are against every blockade.
En definitiva, ese bloqueo va
anyway,
contra hombres,
blockades goes against
mujeres,
the people, against men,
niños,
women, and children, against the youth and the old.
Tiene a matarlo de hambre.
It kills those people. It makes
porque
them starve.
Ningún bloqueo ha sido tan duro.
But no blockade has been as tough and as rigorous as the blockade against Cuba.
Yo creo que no es justo.
I think it is not fair
esas armas
to use blockade as a weapon
no
against any country. It is not logical.
Porque son armas contra el pueblo.
Because those are weapons against the people, no, against ordinary people.
No tienen por qué usarse, se quieren prohibir las pruebas nucleares.
There is no reason. People want to have
a ban on nuclear tests.
Yes, we agree. All the nuclear weapons should be removed.
Pero ¿qué es un bloqueo?
But what is a blockade?
Como decíamos hoy,
as we were saying today at the United Nations.
Como un arma atómica.
If not like an
silencioso.
As a noiseless atom bomb.
Que mata.
Which kills people, which kills the people, which kills the children, which kills. There is no justification for a blockade.
Si me he extendido,
if I have overextended in my speech, it is not because I had the idea. I have spoken this long because I wanted to meditate with you.
Sobre algunas de estas cuestiones,
I wanted to think with you about some of these matters
justifico la idea
with which I justify the idea
de que hemos sabido ser fieles
that we have always been loyal
a nuestros principios,
faithful to our principles
y que ustedes con su
and that you with your gesture
reconocen esa conducta de Cuba.
Of receiving us here tonight recognize our loyalty to our principles
aquí en Harlem.
Here in Harlem,
conocí a Malcolm X.
I met Malcolm X.
Conocí a otras muchas personalidades. Eran días difíciles.
Those were difficult days.
Siempre son difíciles.
Well, we always are in difficult days.
Pero por delante estaba una lucha muy grande.
But we had ahead a very hard struggle.
La grande batalla de Martin Luther King.
The great battles of Martin Luther King were
civiles,
still to take place. His struggle for the civil rights.
La grande lucha de
the
las
great struggles
negras,
by the
Hispanica,
the black, the Hispanics,
partes,
the Latin Americans
por mejorar sus condiciones
to improve
de vida,
their living conditions.
La lucha de los ancianos,
the struggle by the
enfermos,
elders, by the sick.
Sé perfectamente
I know very well
que muchas de esas conquistas
that many of those conquests
hoy están corriendo
are in danger today.
Sí, que hay algunas personas,
I know
algunas personas
I know
que quisieran barrer.